A Century of Spiritual Text, St. Theodoros, 23. When our intelligence unyieldingly devotes itself to the contemplation of the virtues, and our desire is focused solely on this and on Christ who bestows it, while our soul's incentive power arms itself against the demons, then our faculties are acting according to nature. When reading the Holy Fathers, we must keep in mind that they understand some concepts a little differently than we do, or that we are used to. For example, when it comes to human nature, if we use a very simplified explanation, we usually mean a kind set of manifestations of the human soul, in which the manifestations of various weaknesses and sinful actions are mixed. But the Holy Fathers perceive it as a damaged, diseased nature, deprived of its original beauty and properties. By true nature, they mean the state when a person is in the image of God, Genesis 1:26. That is, when he is cleansed of passions and filled with grace. It is a state that we should strive for using ascetic means. St. Theodoros characterizes this state with several signs. The first is that the mind is constantly immersed in the contemplation of the virtues. The second sign is that our desire is focused completely on Christ. These two signs are closely related to each other because the Holy Father spoke of Christ as virtue, because in him all virtues are perfect. The effort to acquire virtues is consequently for them an effort to conform to Christ himself. The third sign is the readiness of the soul to resist the attacks of the demons. The fulfillment of these three signs is, according to St. Theodoros, a sign of a healthy and true human nature. St. Theodoros, intercede for us. Amen.